Explain the joy we have in redemption through Jesus Christ. 16 chapters, long to let you wrote. 1 Corinthians is also 16 chapters, but it's a bit smaller. I believe the whole Romans must have of Roman length. Because underneath it was a very simple message. And it's linked like a golden thread with knots in it. Those knots, one particular word. And the word was the first word that we read in our Romans reading this morning. And that word was therefore. And when you see the word therefore in Paul's writing, God actually said one question. What's it there for? You read it. Because Paul wrote the word therefore in his letters. More than any other book of your life, in all the Bible, wrote the word there. And he writes it more in Romans than in any other letter. How many times in Romans? 21. So you already see why he writes there. Now there are 4 sections to the story in Romans. It starts in chapter 1, but you've got to guess that. Next section is chapter 5, then chapter 8, and then chapter 12. Just going to look quickly through those. Now we'll start with chapter 5. Now chapter 5, the first word in chapter 5 is therefore. Since we have Jesus Christ through faith in us, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have entered into this grace in which we now stand. Therefore, through faith. And the first 4 chapters are all about faith, and really about Abraham. About long before Jesus, he had faith and God credited to him as righteousness. In other words, because believe it. This is more than just a statement. He was sure of his relationship, the eternal relationship with God in the kingdom. Which is why Paul says in chapter 1, therefore, since we have faith in God, we have peace with God. And that's the one thing that we need to do. We have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, and then Paul expands on that by boasting about it. And we do a lot of boasting, don't we? Well, he boasts. But the good news says, so we did all that I should boast, saved me the cost of Christ's mind. And he boasts about God's work, which is given him salvation. Even though he's a sinner, we're all sinners. And of course, our reading today concentrates on sin. I don't want to concentrate much on sin. I don't have a reputation of preaching on sin. I think we thank the preacher for the sermon on the way out and said, Ben, thank you for that. We didn't know what sin was for you, but like, no, I don't want to concentrate on sin, but I do want to concentrate on the redemption through the grace of Jesus. That's all brought about by Jesus Christ. And so, let me just close it. But we don't want to boast, don't we? You know, we're boasting here, so I've got something, and you haven't. And I want to make you so jealous, you won't get off me. Christian boasting is exactly the same, but with the truth. I've got something that you haven't. Eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I want to make you so jealous, so envious, that you haven't it. And I'm just going to have it too. And when you have it, I'll still have it. We all have it. That's Christian boasting. Can you do that? People around me. Well, you can. But most of our boasting is unconscious boasting, isn't it? As I said to my chauffeur on the other day, before I asked him to bring one of my yachts, you know, that's sort of boasting. Or in my shots. Tarpin, put that down. You're not carrying on at all, you know, that sort of thing. Well, Christian boasting can be like that as well. We can bring that into our conversation, even without trying. You know, I don't know what I do, but Jesus was in my life. And it was really great. And that's easy to do, isn't it? And Paul was like that. But he also boasts of his sinfulness. And fast forward in chapter 5 and chapter 7, he's talking about how bad he is. And of course, we know what he did in his younger days. But he said, just can't do it in life anymore. Yes, he tries. We get dirty, he's wrong. And at the end of chapter 7, we've got what I call a doo-doo passage. You know what doo-doo is, don't we? He says, I know what I should do, I know what I want to do, but these are the things I can't do. The very thing I want to do, I do not do. The things that I do not want to do, those I end up doing. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Answer, the end of chapter 7. Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The answer is no question. Jesus has delivered us from the power of sin. Because of a little bit of faith we have. Chapter 8 starts with a word that you've heard before. And the word is therefore. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Guaranteed. Guarantee it's not the life because of him. There is now no condemnation. At the end of chapter 8, for I am certain that nothing in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So chapter 8 is no condemnation, no separation. We are certain of our salvation. We won't lose it. No condemnation, no separation is possible. And he expands on that in chapters 9 and 10. Then we come to chapter 12, which begins with the word therefore. And it might as well say, well, therefore, what are you going to do about it? Because that's the theme of chapter 12 onwards. And it says this, therefore, in view of God's things, I urge you to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice to God, which is a spiritual language. I urge you. I'm going to give you your body to Jesus. What is your spirit? Your body is there. Whatever I am, whatever I want you, it's yours. Has this church dedicated us ourselves as the body of Christ in whatever we do physically on this earth? The body of Christ. And teach us about it. I did that. This is my big question, which is my body. The 31st of March, 1987. First of April was going to be the first day in my new Bible reading course. What did it call? Romans 12. I urge you, therefore, view of God's words, to offer yourself, to the body, to the living sacrifice to God, which is a spiritual revelation. So I'm going to let on breath, I'm starting on the beach, and say, well, whoever I am, whatever you want to be, I'm yours. And you have been there. Within a year, there was a mission to later, as part of that. A year later, there was a mission to Rochester as a team member on that. A year or so later, I was starting my training to be a reader and then, of course, as a priest. And then, in the first term of my theological training, I became a tutor. And then, I'm going to take some homework. To go home and read Romans 12. Not that we have to do it, we have to. But it says we are the body of Christ. Like the human body, we are all parts of the same body, all different, all got different roles, but we all work together to bring the body of Christ. So when you go home and think about what part of the body you are, I give you a hint, he said. You might think you are the hands because you did practical work when you pray. You might think you're the feet because you did the belief that you're going to visit people. How beautiful the mountains are the feet because you bring good news. I'm thinking of help them up. On my nose, because of the church ordinance time, when I went into church, I got there first. Am I available? Not really up front. You know, modest, in the gospel time, but what was there? The story about how the church came to be, well, yes, it's one in every church. It's the very one in every church. A friend of mine says, oh, we're not the appendix. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we are, we're all looking at time. But if you're a book, at the end, it got lots and lots of useful information. Be an appendix. So I thought, right, I'll go home and work out. I'm sure you will think you know. But he said, can you come back next week with something practical? Can you go shepherd without repenting or mortal, or like a son. But the one will be in the church, for the Lord the two. Next week, one man is going to be difficult not to say one with the ear, but she is not listening. Somebody else has drawn a picture of problem in the world. Somebody else has written a song to explain God's good. But I did what I thought, well, it's what I was doing in the song, I'll write a song. So this is it. So I need you to work out who you are and what you will.
Thank you.